Silver Company presents The Silver Theater. Starring Rosalind Russell and James Stewart in Up From Darkness, directed by Conrad Nagel. Brought to you in behalf of two of the greatest names in silverware, International Sterling, world famous solid silver, and 1847 Rogers Brothers, America's finest silver plate.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Conrad Nagel. We welcome you to the fifth of a new series of Silver Theater dramatic productions. In weeks to come, you'll hear such stars as Francho Tone, Helen Hayes, Ginger Rogers, Betty Davis, and Clark Gable, playing in stories by America's foremost authors. Today, we're proud to welcome back to Silver Theater Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's brilliant stars, Rosalind Russell and James Stewart, in the concluding episode of Up From Darkness, a two-part radio play especially adapted for us by True Boardman from an original story by Grover Jones. And now the lights are being dimmed and our curtain rises. It was just 3 months ago that Michael Gargan's father died the quick, dark death of disaster in a mine. And since that day, she's lived for but one purpose, to beat the mine that killed him, to rob it of the power to take men's lives. This is the task that faces Michael Gargan, played by Rosalind Russell, a task in which he has one strong ally, Tim Barlow, played by James Stewart. Our scene, the head office of the mine, early one evening. Michael is conferring with Mr. Melvin, the head bookkeeper.
Miss Gargan, if I hadn't worked for your father for 30 years, I wouldn't say this. But if you want to have a mine to run, you've got to stop throwing money away on them machines.
Throwing it away? Did it ever occur to you, Mr. Melvin, that the safety of the Gargan mine might mean more to me than the surplus in the Gargan bank account?
You can't run a business on sentimentality, Miss Gargan. This is a coal mine, not a charity institution. Dangerous, perhaps it is. But mining is always dangerous. Your father accepted that fact all his life.
Yes, he did, and because he did, he... Well, we won't argue, Mr. Melvin. Please see that the orders for the new motorized equipment are put through immediately.
You mean you're actually going to...
Oh, Mickey.
Oh, hello, Tim.
Look, I've been trying...
I'll be through in just a minute.
Oh, hello, Melvin.
Now, here's the month's balance, Miss Gargan. If you can call it that, considering it's written mostly in red ink.
Thank you.
I'll go now. Mrs. Melvin's been waiting dinner for an hour.
I'm sorry, I know the change here has been hard on everybody, but things will adjust themselves in time.
I hope so. Good night.
Good night.
The old sourpuss. Look, Mickey, do you have to keep working 16 hours every day? I've been trying all afternoon.
Excuse me.
Oh.
Hello? Who? Oh, Mr. Wyrick. Fine, thank you. How's the Wyrick Coal Company? Yes, Mr. Wyrick. No, I'm sorry. I happen to feel that that's my own business and no one else's. I see. And if I don't? Well, you may as well understand this, Mr. Wyrick. If making the Gargan mine safe means running it at a loss, I'll run it at a loss. Good night.
What now?
Oh, Mr. Wyrick over in Hastings is up in arms about the improvements I'm making. Says it's unfair competition and is going to... do something about it.
Oh, it's not so good. Don't worry, Mickey. Now, he's just talking.
Oh, I don't care, Tim. I'm winning. Wyrick or anyone else can say what they please, but I'm doing it. I'm licking the mine. Do you realize there hasn't been one person killed, not a serious injury since Dad, in over 3 months?
Yeah. That's swell.
Well, think of a record like that, Tim, even before the job is finished. And by the time we've installed the rest of the equipment I've ordered,
Mickey,
we'll be well on our way.
Mickey, that's what I wanted to talk to you about. Now, those machines and safety devices.
Yes, Tim?
Never mind now. Hey, your face is dirty again. Ink this time, I think. Here, I'll fix it. You know, since you turned working woman, you can manage to get your face smudged up more.
Crazy. Tim.
Yeah.
Tim, I've got to check this balance.
Oh, look, Becky, it'd work out swell, you know it? We could drive over to Sheridan and then go for a week at Bryant Falls. I got quite a lot saved up, and besides, I got an uncle in Dubuque who's going to leave me $3,000, and he just wrote Mom last week that he's feeling pretty low, and...
Tim! Wait a minute. Is this supposed to be a proposal?
Yeah, I guess that's what you'd call it.
Oh, Tim,
You see, Mickey, I sort of think maybe your dad would like to know that somebody was taking care of you. You know, a woman on her own can manage to get herself mixed up in more darn jams, especially if she's sort of bull-headed. And I don't know.
Miss Gargan.
Hello, Jan.
Miss Gargan, I just here, so I come quick tell you. Tonight at Miner's Hall, meeting.
Well, go on, Jan. What kind of meeting?
Men from mine, Miss Gargan. They meet to talk what they do about changes you make in mine. Everybody be there. I think you want to know.
Thanks, Jan. Thanks for telling me.
Okay. You do something, maybe, huh? It's not so good, Miss Gargan.
I know, Jan, I know. Good night.
Good night. Night, Tim.
You knew about this, didn't you, Tim?
I guess I did.
And that was the reason for your proposal?
Well, not the reason. Maybe it's sort of rushed it a little.
I see.
Now, look, Mickey, this is serious, honest. You've been up here in the office. You don't know how the men have been feeling. It started as soon as you began making changes down there, and it's been getting worse all the time. There's no telling what'll happen at that meeting.
No matter what happens, Tim, it can't make any difference. I started this fight, and I'm going to finish it.
Mickey, you still haven't answered me. Will you marry me?
But don't you see, I can't answer that now, Tim. I can't, believe me. Not until I've finished this job. Oh, but Tim, ask me again, will you? No matter what happens to your uncle in Dubuque.
I've been waiting to see just what a bunch looked like that could go on working in a woman's mind. I'm surprised at you. Some of you have even got your hands dirty. Now listen to me, you guys. Any sap knows that a woman around a mine is unlucky. And they don't make them any unluckier than Miss Michael Gargan. Look at all these fancy machines she shoved in down at the mine. Do you like all that junk?
No.
Of course you don't. And here's something else. Just wait a while till these fancy machines get really working. One by one, you'll find yourselves getting fired. The machines will be doing the work.
That's right, you're right.
Yeah, not only some of you are going to be out of a job, you'll all be out. 6 more months of that highfalutin gal boss and this mine will shut down. You'll all be in the street. Yeah, your wives and your kids will be hungry. But that don't matter. Miss Gargan don't care about them. She only cares about...
Slocum, that's a dirty lie and you know it.
I've been waiting for you to blow off, Barlow.
Now listen to me, you guys. This Bert Slocum doesn't live here, he doesn't work here, and I'll tell you what he is. He's a hired agitator from the Wyrick Mine over at Hastings.
Oh, yeah? Well, how does it feel to be promoted, Barlow? A mule skinner one day and a boss foreman the next. Having a gal for a boss may be unlucky for everybody else. But it's sure all right for you.
Why, you low...
Look out, Slocum.
Get away. Let him up. Come on. Get back, you guys.
Nice going, Barlow. Socking a man when he's not looking.
You were looking then, you're looking now. Come on.
Now, look
Tim, here.
No hits or no
place. Let go of me. Get out.
Take it easy. Go fight. There'll be none of that here, Barlow.
Now, listen to me. Listen, all of you. Now, don't pay any attention to this guy. Don't be crazy. Look at what Mickey Gargan's trying to do. Suppose she has spent dough on those machines. It wasn't for herself, was it? And if she fired anybody, no, and she's not gonna. Now, give her a chance. She's only had 3 months. She's worked her head off. She's... Mickey.
Hey, look.
Who's in charge of this meeting? You, Mr. Saunders?
Yes, Miss Gargan, but...
I'd like to say something to the men myself.
Well, this is a miners' meeting, ma'am, and according to the rules, an operator
Then I'm
can't...
going to break your rule. Men, I heard most of what Mr. Slocum said a moment ago. And there are some things I want you to understand. He said I wanted to take your jobs away. That's not true. What I'm trying
hey,
to
boy,
do is for your own
we got
good.
Rules. Hey,
and I want you to...
No operators fee to a meeting unless they're invited. Well, what are we waiting
come
for?
Come on, let's go.
I move the meeting be adjourned.
Yeah, come on, boys, come on. You can all go down the street to chambers.
Please. Wait a minute, please. Can't you listen to me?
Hey, now, what's the matter with all you? Give her a break. Wait a minute.
It doesn't matter, Tim.
I'm sorry, Miss Gargan. Nothing I can do. Such fools they are.
Thanks, Jan. It's all right.
I go back to mine. Good night.
Horacio.
Oh, Mickey, you shouldn't have come here.
I see that now, Tim. But we'll win them over. I know we will. What we're doing is for their own good, and as long as you believe in me, as long as you'll help me...
Quit it, will you?
Well, what's wrong, Tim?
I'm a liar, that's all. Now, look, Mickey. I'd lick any other man that says it, but it's true. You're wrong. And if you keep on the way you are, you'll wreck the mine.
Tim!
You've gone about it with your eyes shut. Those men have always dug coal in just one way. It's part of their life, and now you want to change that life. Well, you can't, Mickey. Believe me. You're not a miner. You can't understand.
Wait a minute, Tim. There's just one thing I want to know. Are you helping me finish what I started, or aren't you?
I can't, Mickey. Not the way you're doing it. For your own sake, I can't.
That's enough. So I've gone about it with my eyes shut, have I? Well, maybe you're right. I was blind. I was blind enough to think that you, at least, could understand. To think that what you asked me this afternoon meant...
Mickey, please, now listen to me.
Why? Why should I listen to you? I wouldn't understand. You're a miner. I'm not. We speak a different language. Fear and suffering and death, they're not the same things to you and
me. I'm only trying to make you see it straight.
Will you go now, please?
Mickey.
Go on with the rest of them to Chambers Hall.
Mickey,
go on, leave me alone. I'll do it alone, Dad. I'll do it anyway. I said I'd make the mine pay for your death, and I will. So help me. I'll do it alone.
Just heard Act One of the second episode of Up from Darkness, starring Rosalind Russell and James Stewart. And now, before we bring you Act Two, we bring you a passing comment on today's styles.
Many of the fashions women follow today reflect the subtle blending of old and new, of your grandmother's day and your day. And in silverware, too, you find the same fascinating combination of romantic tradition and modern art. Particularly is this true of International Sterling's bewitching pattern, Enchantress. For the lustrous, mirror-clear center panel is truly modern. The delicate carving at either side just as truly romantic. A pattern all the more desirable because it's solid silver. Silver that grows richer, mellower as time goes on. And yet this exquisite silverware is not the luxury you might think. For example, you can get a place setting for one person in the Enchantress pattern... Six distinctive pieces of solid silver for only $16.75. And there are other larger services also priced within your reach. What's more, there's a budget payment plan whereby you can buy your sterling silver right out of income. Your silverware dealer will be delighted to tell you all about it. See him tomorrow. See Enchantress, too. And begin now to make a dream come true. To own solid silver by International Sterling.